Michael Avery with Classic Business on Classic 1027.
For many years, the South African government has put forward policies and strategies to improve and promote public transport. And despite this, very little has actually changed over the last 30 years. Although we've got projects like the Gautrain and a few bus rapid transit routes, they've largely not integrated in a very logical manner into the broader public transport system and are often referred to as standalone interventions because they lack this integration as good integrated public transport plan should have. Well, the wheels are in motion for the Competition Commission's Public Passenger Transport Market Inquiry. It's a land-based inquiry which kicked off its three-day public hearings in Gauteng today. And the Commission is once again embarking on a market inquiry. It's a very popular tool that it's used over the last while to understand why the majority of land-based public transport users spend up to 40% of their monthly wages to get to and from work every day, and whether or not we've got practices that restrict or inhibit competition in the sector. I've certainly got a few ideas that I could share with the panel if I had the time. Well, on the line, I've got Dr. Neil Campbell, the DA Gauteng spokesperson on roads and transport. Welcome, Dr. Campbell.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Now, the inquiry appears to be triggered in part by up to 10 complaints pertaining to players in this industry that have been received by the Commission to date. What's the scope of this particular inquiry?
Well, it's totally land-based at the moment, and I think that's a good place to start, but it can only be a starting point. It's the violence mainly in the taxi industry, although there have been violent protests pertaining to buses as well, where buses have been set on fire, and there's also been train protests where coaches have been set on fire. So it seems that the only way government listens is for the public to resort to violence, and that's very unfortunate because they're destroying the very means of transport that they rely on to get them to and from work or wherever they're going.
And unfortunately, one also then conditions the public at large to protest violently, because that seems to be the only time the government does respond. Now, we know that previous ministers of transport have tried to get a handle on the taxi operators in particular to try and draw them into some form of regulatory net. But it's all failed in the past. It's still an industry that, if you read the news, if you listen to any of our news bulletins over the last few weeks, it's still largely dominated by mafia-type tactics. What have been the big stumbling blocks to reforming the taxi sector?
Well, we've had an inquiry here in Gauteng. It started last year and was completed earlier this year. And basically, we found that the whole industry is corrupt from top to bottom, including the regulators. So it's an area which is fraught with problems. And unfortunately, there's so much money to be made by those at the top end of the taxi industries. And at the coal face, when it comes to taxi routes, law enforcement, operating licenses, things like this, they can all be had for various sums of money. And so it's money that's running the whole system. And as you say, the top honchos in many of the taxi industries are certainly mafia-type people. It's quite common to get hitmen brought in from other provinces who come in, do their dirty work, and disappear back to usually KZN. And this all came out in the inquiry that we launched.
Which points to a particularly difficult problem to overcome. I know one area of complaint that's always raised, and whenever I chat to the folk over at Transaction Capital who run SA Taxi and they finance a lot of the taxi fleet, is this whole issue around a level playing field and the fact that the minibus taxi industry isn't subsidized in any form or shape, really, if you look at it compared to the buses or other parts of the land-based public transport system. How is it possible to bring them into a formally regulated, perhaps even subsidized net if it's still run along such corrupt and illegal lines?
You see, I think that's the rub, because the MEC has indicated previously that they'd be happy to look at spreading subsidies more evenly, because at the moment, ironically, the Gautrain is enjoying an ever-increasing slice of subsidy from the province itself. And buses, their subsidy actually came down last year, which is quite disconcerting, because the wrong people are then being subsidized. And of course, as you say, the taxi is not subsidized at all, and now we have e-hailing services, which are quite profitable, one is led to believe, especially for those who have more than one vehicle or running multiple vehicles. So it's a bit of a mishmash, this whole thing, and I think that the powers that be would be amenable to looking at different forms of subsidy, provided the taxi industry comes on board and registers as taxpayers and is prepared to contribute their fair share towards the coffers of the state.
That is a very important component of that. With 69%, I believe, of all South African households utilizing minibus taxis, there must be some way forward found to start formalizing that industry and to stop the deadly competition for access to routes and the taxi wars, the taxi violence that has become just such a hallmark of this particular industry. Just as we conclude, Dr. Campbell, it's early days yet. This is the first day of a three-day inquiry here in Johannesburg. There's going to be further inquiry in other parts of the province during the month. Are you confident this time around that the competition authorities are going to be able to come up with something workable and something proactive and positive to map or chart a way forward for the land-based transport sector?
Oh, having been through this several times, I'm not all that confident, unfortunately, but I live in hope. I'm also a little concerned that they've confined themselves to Gauteng, because there's a lot of cross-border violence in the taxi industry and cross-provincial violence, and I believe to get a full picture, they'll have to extend the area that they're investigating to get the full picture.
That was Dr. Neil Campbell, DA Gauteng spokesperson on roads and transport, talking to us about the land-based public market inquiry that is currently underway and some of the challenges. It's obviously a very detailed, very nuanced and difficult discussion that we're, I think, going to have to return to during a panel in the not-too-distant future to understand how we can reap some positive reward from all of this effort being expended at the Competition Commission. You're listening to Classic Business.